And now, it's Media One Radio Group's local public affairs radio program, Community Spotlight. We're asking the questions you want the answers to.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Community Spotlight, the Media One Radio Group's weekly public affairs program. I'm News Director Terry Frank. The National Comedy Center has begun its first of seven summer fun weeks, and its first Riverside Saturday is this weekend. And we welcome back for the first time in several months the Executive Director of the National Comedy Center in Jamestown, Journey Gunderson. And Journey, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. The pandemic is winding down, and I'm sure that you're kind of busy down there.
We are. We set forth this spring planning a summer that could be planned over the last few months when things were changing by the week. And we're excited about the results. We're launching this Saturday, Riverside Saturdays, and those are a part of a seven-week series called Summer Fun Weeks at the National Comedy Center, where each week has a theme. This week's theme is buddy comedy, for example, and so the very first Riverside Saturday outdoor film will be Wayne's World in honor of the comedy genre of buddy comedies. And this is, you know, for locals in Chautauqua County and in the region, I think this is going to be a special night in Jamestown history because it really kicks off, and we're treating it like a celebration, so I hope everybody joins us, kicks off real activity on the waterfront in a way that we've not been part of before and that we maybe haven't seen before. So this will mean two jumbo outdoor screens, showing the film Wayne's World on Comedy Center Park Lawn, this beautiful green space that's largely undiscovered, and also the launch of the track-level riverside patio of the train station that is the National Comedy Center Museum. So everyone in the community is welcome. No one needs to make a reservation or buy a ticket to show up on the patio and enjoy the outdoor movie. And help us launch and celebrate and kick off Riverside Saturdays this Saturday.
Let's take a couple of steps back, Journey, and talk about this Riverside Saturdays program. You mentioned it's going to be 7 weeks. What was the genesis behind all this? I know that sometime back the Comedy Center moved ahead with postponing until next year the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival. Tell us about what led to all this.
Well, we needed to be part of the start of the rebound. The National Comedy Center is not just the nation's cultural institution and official museum dedicated to comedy. It is a critical cultural and economic driver of the region of Western New York, Chautauqua County, and Jamestown. And so in a difficult spring for everyone, where there was uncertainty about what would be allowable and what would be allowable indoors, outdoors, what was happening with vaccinations, we thought, well, one thing we can do is an outdoor comedy film series. And fortunately, we've gotten to the point now as we head into week one, where we can welcome as many people as would like to attend, and do so safely and within New York State guidelines and CDC guidelines. So we're happy with the evolution and where it's brought us today. And, you know, that's kind of what we set forth to do is, like, we have to do something. We want to be part of the rebound, and we want to help be part of driving a really vibrant downtown Jamestown. So that's what we tried to design here.
Talk a little bit about, with the Riverside Saturdays, how that's going to work, because I know we're talking about the movie, Wayne's World, the comedy that's involved there, but there are other facets to this that are going to be taking place each and every Saturday during this series.
Yes, so at 7 o'clock on each of the next seven Saturdays, there will be live entertainment starting in the park. So this Saturday, it's a fantastic local band called The Untouchables that many listeners probably know and love. So the band, as well as aerialists and acrobats, will be performing on the Comedy Center Park lawn starting at 7 p.m. this Saturday. And then as it gets dark enough for an outdoor film screening, the film Wayne's World will start at 8:45. Now, prior to that, and even during the live music, we are putting out play equipment, new toys, and outdoor things for both children and adults, everything from lawn bowling to can jam, popular sort of outdoor games that really are, it sounds silly, but it's a critical piece to making people feel welcome and making people understand that this is a park green space that we want people to come and enjoy. And so the patio, the new riverside patio of the train station and the National Comedy Center will have bar and cafe service starting actually at noon on both Saturday and Sunday. And so you can come and enjoy the ambiance of some Adirondack chairs and even some fire pits, depending on, you know, whether it's warm or cold outside, umbrellas and shade, cocktails and snacks. We're also working with the local restaurants because we want to, you know, be synergetic with the assets of downtown Jamestown, not compete with them. We're working with the local restaurants to see, to create a list of restaurants that will deliver to the patio and deliver to the waterfront, to Comedy Center Park. So you can plan to order your food from any number of downtown restaurants right down to the park and the patio. And we think this is going to be a very neat gathering space for the community. The patio is massive, as is the lawn. And so if you're still nervous about being in crowds and you have children perhaps who are unvaccinated, you need not worry. There is plenty of space for everyone. And with all of the space that's available between the patio that's expansive with umbrellas and shade and the lawn and, of course, the river walk, there is something there for everyone.
I know that the vaccination situation has gotten much better as we go on. I did want to ask you, if somebody is not vaccinated, what are your recommendations there?
We are following just what the guidelines in New York State and the CDC say now, which is that if you are vaccinated, you need not wear a mask. But we do ask that if you are not vaccinated, that you do wear a mask.
Okay. I did want to move on to something a little bit bigger than all this, because Riverside Saturdays is one of the first, if not the first, major activation of the riverfront in Jamestown, which I guess is setting the stage for this Chattahoochee River strategic business plan. Tell us about that and how you feel this plays into it.
This is incredibly synergetic with all of the vision of the Chattahoochee Strategic Business Plan. And, you know, so many others locally have been involved in a couple of years now of planning and analysis and professional analysis of the best way to activate the Chattahoochee Basin for downtown. And so the Gebbie Foundation and Greg Edwards has been leading that, along with Mark Geist from the Chautauqua County Industrial Development Agency. Of course, Mayor Eddie Sundquist is, and Development Director Crystal Surdick, all share, fortunately for this community, a common vision and a common goal. We all think that this is a hidden gem that, you know, and we've all seen cities nationwide revitalize via investing in their waterfronts and placemaking in that way. And so it feels really special. It feels like a moment of not just synergy, but momentum. And my hope is that working together with these entities and kicking things off with this Riverside Saturday series, that this marks sort of the beginning of a lot more energy down on the waterfront to come. And I think this can be for Jamestown what Canalside has become for Buffalo.
That would be terrific. I know that Canalside is really taken off, and there's more that they're trying to do in Buffalo, but here in Chautauqua County in Jamestown, we haven't really seen continued synergy on the waterfront. There have been some activities, but nothing really sustained yet.
And for those who have discovered the waterfront in Jamestown, they'll be the first to tell you things like, have you walked across the pedestrian bridges? And most people I talk to have not yet done so, but some have. And every time I bring people down there, they say, wow, I feel like I'm, you know, in another world, or I just didn't know Jamestown had this. Or it even reminds people of being out on the piers on the Hudson River in New York City. Those pedestrian bridges that were put in a couple of years ago are fantastic and really complete the river walk and the ability to sort of traverse both sides of the Chattahoochee Basin. And it's beautifully kept and wonderful green space for biking, for walking, for fishing, and for bringing children and playing outside. So we have this wonderful park. We have this wonderful, wonderful riverfront. And I think one of the goals of this National Comedy Center Riverside Saturday series is to introduce it to more locals in the region, but also to our visitors each day at the National Comedy Center from coast to coast. So we're actually keeping the museum, the National Comedy Center museum attraction, open later on Saturdays until 7 p.m. We normally close at 5. We're going to be opening later until 7 p.m. so that people can spend the afternoon and then walk outside and enjoy a cocktail and a snack down at the riverfront, enjoy live music, acrobats, aerialists, and then stick around for a great classic comedy film.
I wanted to ask, we've got a couple of minutes left in the program here, Journey, and I did want to give you a chance to let people know there's no admission for this. What time can they get there, you know, and kind of stake out their their location? And number two, how can they find out more about the series going forward?
Sure. So all information is available at comedycenter.org/summerfun. So our website's comedycenter.org/summerfun. But yes, now you need not any reservation. So you don't need to make a reservation. You don't need to buy admission. You don't need to purchase anything in order to enjoy Riverside Saturdays at the National Comedy Center. Everybody who would like to come and enjoy it, the patio service, as far as a little cafe atmosphere, will be open starting at noon. But really, the live entertainment starts at 7 o'clock. And the best way to access the park and the patio and the riverfront is to via 2nd Street, as you're looking at the big main entrance of the National Comedy Center and those big digital screens. To the right of that entrance, as you face the Comedy Center, is a very cool tunnel, an underpass that takes you right down to the track level, to the park, via an elevator that is ADA compliant, a new elevator, and a staircase through an air-conditioned tunnel that has brand new bathrooms as well.
All right. And obviously, for more information on what's going on, because this is going to be the first of 7 weeks, 7 programs that are going to be taking place. Buddy Week is this week. What else have you got coming up that people can find out more about at comedycenter.org?
Well, like you said, this week the theme is Buddy Comedy Week, so things like Wayne's World. And then inside the museum, if you have yet to visit the National Comedy Center Museum, reminder that for locals, the price is only $19.50. So people from outside of the region regularly pay $25.50 for admission to the National Comedy Center. Almost nobody leaves ever complaining about the ticket price, but rather saying, wow, I should have planned to spend 2 days. There's so much here. So people leave very happy. But next week is the theme Comedy in the Workplace. So that makes me smile because it's everything from Taxi to Cheers to The Office to 30 Rock, to Parks and Rec. So many workplace comedies have been immensely successful. And that week will culminate July 3rd with the film, Riverside Saturday film, Groundhog Day, which we know and love with Bill Murray, and a live family comedy show. After that, we have The Healing Power of Comedy, culminating with Sister Act, Animation and Cartooning Week, culminating with Monsters, Inc., Slapstick Comedy Week, culminating with the movie Airplane, what a classic. Legends of Comedy Week, culminating with the Blues Brothers. And finally, the week of August 1st through the 7th is dedicated to the best of Lucy and Desi.
Very good. Journey Gunderson, Executive Director with the National Comedy Center, we appreciate the time and best wishes and best of luck with the Riverside Saturdays program.
Thank you so much for having me, Terry.
That's been Community Spotlight for this week. I'm Terry Frank. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk with you again next week at this same time.